Hi, and welcome to the Making Our Way podcast. This week, you've got just us as we catch up on the comings and goings of the trio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, hey, guys.
Hey, Christy.
What's up? Well, let's save Dean for last, maybe, because I know he's definitely got the most stuff going on. So, Austin, what have you been up to?
Hey, I've been busy.
But it's the same old stuff. Shaking your tail on TikTok.
Building more sheds.
Yeah.
You ain't kidding. I am building another shed.
That video was at perfect time because I obviously was moving awkward things and I saw your post. It's like, God damn, I need a tractor.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely need a tractor. But it's, when I'm doing it, I'm like, Dean is going to have something to say. But I figured you were too busy. You know, I was like, Dean is going to have something to say about this, man. Me using these Harbor Freight ratchet straps to lift like 1,000 pounds.
Well, it was kind of like a perfect storm. And I know I'm going to go last, but I got sick on Thursday. So like, right. I didn't even want to talk or do anything. And I haven't had internet Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday till Tuesday. And so I could get on my phone and stuff, but it just wasn't, you know what it's like when you have like hit and miss service. And so I really didn't get on Instagram that much or comment or anything. But yeah, I saw that video. I thought it was funny. Trust me, I've done lots of sketch shit lately too.
I bet. My dad's like, how the hell are we going to move this? Because when we build structures like that, I don't want to build it out in the woods. You know, like all my tools are over here. Everything's easy to build on the flat. And I was like, I'll figure it out. Don't worry. And so I just screwed a couple 2x4, put a strap down, screwed the 2x4 over top of the strap. And that way the metal hinge would, or metal hook would get caught on the 2x4s to lift it. But besides that, I've finished up my, I sort of finished it. The desk that I've been working on, I made the new legs to make them all the correct length, threaded them, did all that kind of stuff. I did that today. And then the other thing is I got the replacement part for the parts that were damaged and shipping on the Onefinity.
Oh, nice.
And I was able to get that fully operational. So
sweet. Sweet.
What is that cart going to be for?
That's going to be my laser.
Oh, okay.
The laser is really deep. It's deeper than any toolbox that is currently being made because it's 30 inches deep. Well, it just turned out, that desk was 30 inches deep. So I was like, well, I'll just turn that into a workbench. And then I was like, well, I might as well make it on wheels. Well, I might as well, I'll just make it just the width of, you know, it's 630 is what that is. But yeah, that's about it. What about you, Christy?
Well, this past weekend, I mainly did office stuff. This coming week, which is why we're recording a day early, not that anyone knows that's listening to it, heading to Eureka Springs School of the Arts again.
Oh, yeah.
And so Marvin and I are going to a 4-day knife making class.
4 days.
4 days of knife making. So I think we'll be blacksmithing the blade and then grinding and doing the handle and all of those fun things. But yeah,
the whole deal.
Yes, 4 days of a knife making class. So I'm sure when it's all said and done, Marvin and I are going to want to buy more equipment and more tools that we just, you know, because that's what you do with those kind of things. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I told you guys that I actually went to the gym this week. And as we all know, I don't know how long it's been since that happened. But so we'll see how that goes. And I don't know if you guys are you guys
you work from home, you've got no excuse.
I know. See, and honestly, that has kind of haunted me because like when I quit my job, I'm like, oh, I'm going to stop drinking Dr. Pepper because I'm not going to be as stressed. And oh, I'm going to start working out because I'm going to have so much more time. And oh, I'm going to get more in the shop because I'm going to be home all the time. And well, okay, none of those things have actually come to fruition. So I'm like, of the three of those, the health thing is definitely the biggest priority for a lot of reasons. And so yeah, I've gone twice this week to the gym, and we shall see how that goes. I have no intentions of giving up Dr. Pepper because now I have a sweatshirt that is embroidered on it. I need a Dr. Pepper. Like literally, that's what my sweatshirt says. And honestly, when I posted that story this past week, when I bought it, I had more comments from that sweatshirt. Apparently people can really relate to that. I need a Dr. Pepper. So
it's so weird how some people crave one beverage or another. Like, I've never had a day in my life, unless there was like some girl I was hitting on that liked Dr. Pepper. That's the only time I ever pretended to like Dr. Pepper. Outside, and
And
not, I'm not saying that I can't understand it. I'm just
right.
saying how you'd prefer that over Diet Coke, I don't know.
Oh
Oh
yeah,
my God. Diet Coke tastes like complete crap.
And you
Yeah.
drink Coke Red, huh?
Well, I'm Dr. Pepper, but I
Okay.
gave up Dr. Pepper, and I was like, well, I'll drink Coke to like get myself off of the dragon. And then and now I just drink Coke. But really, I want Dr. Pepper. But I'm
You know what
trying
I've
to kick
done
it.
is we went to the store and I just bought like every flavored sparkling water I could find, like all kind of different brands and flavors. And so I have such a bad habit of just pigeonholing myself into one thing. And so now when I go in, I have so many options. Like tonight, I'm not drinking soda. I'm drinking an Arnold Palmer, canned Arnold Palmer with whiskey in it.
Yeah, if I go to like Sonic, I'm more likely to. I know for sure if I go to Sonic, I
Root
really like
beer
their unsweet tea.
or lemon. Don't they have limeades or something at Sonic?
They do, but I don't like the diet, and I don't. If I'm gonna try to avoid the sugar, I need the unsweet tea. So that's a good alternative. But yes, Dr. Pepper, I judge people for their addictions, whether it's smoking or other, bad habits. But honestly, Dr. Pepper is probably gonna kill me too. So I shouldn't fuss. I shouldn't complain. But yeah, so I've got an exciting 4 days ahead.
Do you guys think that every person is an addict of something?
Oh yeah.
I
1,000%.
don't know addict.
1,000%.
I agree. I
But
think
do you think
everybody's an
everybody
addict of something.
has something that, because
Even
like,
healthy people, they're addicted to working out or sweat or
oh, I
hating
guess that's
themselves
true.
or, they all have something.
Least
There are
I don't
people.
hate myself. I love myself.
Yeah. I mean, that's why change, I like me so much. Why go exercise?
Yeah. Now I'm sitting here thinking about
You've
it,
never
like,
seen more addictive people than the ones that are like, I have to go to the gym or I have to do this.
that's,
Workaholics. I mean,
yep.
yeah.
sex addicts like Austin. I mean, there's all kind of different things you can be
Yeah.
addicted
I'm the
to.
most non-practicing sex addict there is. Not by choice.
Not self-imposed.
Yeah.
But then there's people who like collect tools or collect. That's one thing too that I'll catch
Oh, that's
myself
true.
every now and then. Well, we had a time where our fun thing to do was we'd get in the car and drive to all the Targets and Walmarts looking for certain Hot Wheels. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Why do I have all
Oh.
these Lego? Why do I have, and there's people who collect green glass or, whatever
Yeah,
nonsense.
or
It
the
adds
casino.
nothing to your life, but it
Yeah.
gives you something to do and focus on. And I think any addiction is just a way to steer your focus away from issues or problems that you don't want to deal with.
Right,
Gosh,
or just like check out of your life. Yeah.
this got very deep.
That's okay. I
Interesting.
wanted to do this anyway.
No, I think you're right. I think you're so maybe I'm feeling better, a little bit better about myself and my Dr. Pepper. If the worst thing is Dr. Pepper, then maybe I'm okay.
Well, we can go down the
I
list of all the things
mean,
that you're addicted to if you want.
yeah,
hey
I mean,
now.
if you're only going to focus on one of them, that might be an addiction there too.
All right, Dean. Let us have it.
All
What have you been
right.
up to this
So when
past
I was a
week?
child, no,
Oh,
yeah, we just moved and it has been something. The house is about 98% empty. There's only like a few straggling things that didn't make the big loads. The workshop, I've only moved my dust extractor, one of my Festool sanders, my 3D printer, and my computer. Every other tool is still in my shop. And and patio furniture, shovels, fire pits, all that is still at the house. Anything that wasn't inside the house is still at the house. So on Wednesday, I started feeling bad and I called and I hired two movers to help. So it was going to be just me and my friends. Well, I hired two professionals from a company called Student Movers. So I'm like, yeah, we'll get some college kids over here, abuse them, it'll be good. Well, then on Thursday, I got so sick. I didn't go to work. I had an audit that day. I had to cancel and I stayed home. I slept on the couch the entire day. So
Oh,
I called and
wow.
added a third person because I'm like, there's no way I'm going to have any energy. So I added a third college student to my student movers roster. And then Saturday was the move. So I went to U-Haul, picked up a 20-foot truck. It's like the biggest truck they have before it goes to like the 650 cab. So it's like the biggest F-250 or whatever cab they have. Bring that to the house, and student movers were supposed to be there at 9. So they got there at 10:15.
Are you
And
serious?
yeah, but that was okay because we started with things like I realized the refrigerator couldn't go out of any doors. So my
Oh.
buddy, one of my two friends there, his job was to take the doors, all the drawers, all the wheels, anything that protruded off so that the refrigerator could leave the house. And then
Wow.
another one of my buddies, he had a truck. And so he took guitar, slot machine, things that I didn't want them throwing around.
Yeah.
He loaded his truck with that stuff, ice chest with all our food. And then he left as soon as he was loaded, came up to the house. They left a garage fridge here. So we put all the food in the garage fridge. So we had drinks and food while we were moving and whatnot.
Oh, good. That's
So
important.
student movers showed up at about 10:15. It was 350-year-old Mexican men.
Dang it.
They got out the truck and I said, "Man, y'all must be grad students." And he was like, "Oh no, we're professors."
Oh,
I
gosh.
said, "At least he's got a sense of humor. Let's get it." So they kicked butt. I mean, I think they spent more time rearranging shit than they did loading shit. And whenever we went to unload it later, it was kind of impressive the way they finagled. Like some things you had to move six pieces to get to one. I'm like, how did they even get this in here? But labels did not matter because they definitely had boxes full of books on the top. I had red tape around any duff. I had duffel bags, all my alcohol. I bought these inflatable wine bags for like travel. Every bottle was in a wine inflatable bag. And then there were 20 bottles in a duffel bag. And I had a dozen duffel bags. So I told them, though, I said, anything with red tape, it either needs to be like at the bottom or with soft stuff on it, or just leave it. Don't pack it. Well, of course, that was on top of the refrigerator was a bag full of alcohol. Oh, sideways was a bag full of alcohol. I think one bottle broke. I could smell one, but the rest of it seems to be fine. So the one way that they screwed me was I had the gun safe out on the driveway to get it out of the way because it was kind of in the way of the door. And I planned on calling the safe company to move the gun safe. Well, they're like, "Hey, you want us to load it?" And I go, no, that's okay." And they're like, "Oh, it'd be easy. We could do this." I'm like, "Are you sure?" They were like, "Oh, yeah, we do it all the time." So they strapped the safe onto this. Well, I guess different caliber safes or different fire resistance and stuff.
Yes.
So this safe weighs 1,100 pounds. I don't think they were ready for that. So it took all three of them and me and one of my friends to get it up the ramp. And my buddy's like, "How are we going to get this out?" I said, "Well, we'll have gravity. It won't be as bad. Gravity's going to help us get it out." So getting it out was one thing, but I had the truck unloaded by 1 o'clock, except for the safe. The safe was in my garage in two pieces, scratched to shit at four. When we were coming down the ramp, it just got away from us. So we let it go and it fell on the dolly, but like the dolly went flat and the safe's on its side. We could not pick it up.
Oh
So we
my
sat
gosh.
there for an hour, like using a floor jack to lift it. We put it on another pallet dolly to wheel it where we needed to go until that dolly broke. And then we tried to lift it into the doorway, couldn't get it up. Then I remembered I have a high lift jack on my old Land Cruiser. So it got that. That at least got it off the ground. But the problem was the dolly would slide when you were lifting it. And so you'd get it about a foot and a half off the ground. And then the jack looked like it was going to slip out. But we finally got it lifted up, the doors off of it, the doors in the laundry room, the safes in the middle of the garage. I'm like, I cannot believe I let those guys talk me into putting this thing on the truck. But it
Dang.
whooped my butt. That, and I was still like, I'm coughing, I'm still sick. And we did all that. So Kristen was a trooper. I drove back to the old neighborhood, dropped the truck off, got my truck, loaded it with stuff at the house, drove all the way back up here, walked inside at about 7 and said, "I'm done." I blew up the air mattress. I was like, "I can't even put a bed together right now. Like, I don't have it."
I was wondering if you guys, so you guys stayed there the first night, but on air mattresses.
Well, we bought the house on Friday. We stayed here Saturday. Like, we moved Saturday and we stayed here Saturday. And I slept on the air mattress. She slept on the couch. And so that was what it was. It was fine. The next day, put the beds together and everything. And we've been kind of doing five boxes a day. Like every night, we come home, do whatever we got to do, and then, all right, we're going to do five boxes today. But yeah, it's been interesting. I'll tell you the other thing that's kind of humbling. I don't have the TV up yet. because our living room is one of those vaulted ceilings. And I'm like, I don't even know how to get in the attic to run cables and stuff. So I don't even know how they had the TV off center on the wall, kind of like they had a seating area that the TV was focused on. And Kristen wants it in the middle of the wall. And so I'm like, I have no idea where these wires are coming from or going to or how they got there. So I haven't even messed with the TV yet.
Do you have cable?
No, just internet. But I need power
Oh,
cord and I like to run a
gotcha.
Cat 5 to it. But
Gotcha.
I'm probably
Okay,
just
I'm
going
with
to
you.
drill a hole through this wall in my office, just wherever the TV is, drill a hole straight through the wall and cover it up with painting or something. It's my house now. I can do whatever I want. But we have a
Okay.
pool. I have no idea how to work a pool. I don't know how to
Marvin was
clean a
asking
pool.
about that as far as just the maintenance and stuff.
No
I mean,
idea.
we've just got a hot tub. It's very different, I'm sure, but you know,
So
it's a
we had
process.
agreed ahead of time that we were going to hire somebody through the first season until we figured
Yeah.
things out. And somehow that turned into Friday. We're going to the pool supply store to talk to them about what we need to do it ourselves. So that's.
Yeah, and ours, I mean, that's what Marvin did with getting ours. He went to the hot tub place and they helped him. And then at first, for like the first, oh gosh, I don't know, 6 months or so, I would take, he would get the samples and either we would take it up to Joplin or down here. But anyway, we learned enough to be able to, you know, do the chemicals. Now Marvin does the little testing things and he adds a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And then, you know, we've not had any problems. I don't know if I'd probably want to have somebody coming and cleaning it. It's one thing to like drain a hot tub and clean it. It's a whole other thing to deal with keeping a pool clean.
And so they had things like the timer is all set up and everything, but I don't know the logic. Like, why are they running it at this time? Is that why I want to run it at that time? You
Right.
know, they may have been in maintenance mode for the winter, and I don't know that. And then the summer comes and my jets are never on. I don't know. I don't know anything about pools. The other
Yeah.
one that kind of annoyed me was she was so proud. We had a handwritten note. So, oh, let me tell you about the closing, Christy. You'll appreciate this.
Oh, yeah.
So the title company was in Dallas. So we bought the
Ooh.
house from someone who'd been relocated. So they sold the house to a relocation company in Dallas. That relocation company hired a title company in Dallas. So there's no one here at a table with us going over the paperwork. They sent a mobile notary that all she did was hand us stacks of paper and stamp them. And we asked her, like, what's this mean? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I'm just here to
Right.
watch you sign them.
Right.
So Kristen's freaking out because she's like, I'm not signing my name. I don't know what these documents are. And let me tell you, there's a lot of attention right now on realtors getting 6% and all that. Another thing that needs to be looked at is that is way too much paperwork. Between them and the medical profession, all these documents can be combined. Like, why am I
Right.
signing my name to 15 things that just make it one document and I sign it one time? You know, why do I have to have all these this stuff? So anyway, that was pretty stressful. And that was on Friday. And then we came
Yeah.
here and we actually just kind of walked through the house and was like, all right, let's go back to Thornton. That's where the dogs are, and left and went back. This has been interesting too, is we've eaten out every night because we didn't have groceries. But what we're doing is we've gone to a different grocery store every night to say, like, okay, is this going to be our grocery store?
Oh, that's
And
good.
the first one was kind of blah. I was kind of disappointed. But then the second one we went to was a Kroger and it was really nice, which I wasn't a big fan of. I wanted to do HEB is Texas, so you do HEB, but
Right.
Kroger's, I think, Kentucky. And so anyway, we went to a Kroger, it was really nice, and we went to an HEB that was pretty nice. And then we went to Costco tonight just to see, and it was the most peaceful Costco I've ever been in. We went to get toothpaste and dog food, and we left with a cart full of stuff and did not buy toothpaste or dog food.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that's
But yeah,
usual.
outside of that, it's been nice. You know, some big wins. I bought these duffel bags on Amazon. They were like less than $2 a piece, and they worked great for clothes and big bulky things to not fill up boxes. But we did go, Lowe's actually had cheaper boxes than Amazon, so we would just go and buy boxes five at a time as we needed them at Lowe's. That worked pretty good, and we labeled things really well. And
Good.
Kristen's done really good. What's been nice too is because we went from a smaller house to a bigger house. So it's not like we're having to make executive decisions. We can just be like, okay, well, that goes in this drawer now.
Yeah, because that's the opposite. That was our problem coming in, going from two very full houses into
Yeah.
one house that was kind of mid-size. It was a little bit bigger than this one's is bigger than the one that I had before, but it's smaller than the one Marvin had before. Now, we did get rid of all the kids, so we weren't
Yeah.
moving them in too, but yeah, there's definitely You guys have enough space for stuff. Now it's just a matter of figuring out where to put everything.
The dogs have been absolutely insane. Like, they are just, I had to get a riding lawnmower, and we'll talk about that a little in Patreon. But the dogs have been chasing squirrels and birds and kids. So there's kids behind us and on the side. And when they see from across the yard, legs come up above a fence, they bolt. Like, what is that? Oof, straight across the fence.
What kind of fence? What is your perimeter
So
fence?
it's wood fence all the way around, except the driveway, which has a rolling gate. And that's
Oh.
given me a little anxiety because I haven't figured it out yet. There may be other settings, but the settings I've observed are you can have it where you click to open it, click to close it, or click to open it on a timer, it'll close. I haven't found where I can have it on a timer and click to close it. So
Oh.
we switched to the timer because you can't see the gate from the back of the house. So if I let the dogs out and the gate's open, I won't know.
Right.
So we changed it to the timer, but that's kind of stressful too, because you want it long enough that you can pull in, but then you pull in and you're like, all right, will you close? You know, I don't want to sit here and make sure you close. But so that's something I've never had a gate before. That's an interesting experience. I mean, not since college in an apartment complex. And I hope it doesn't break as much as the one did then.
Yeah, those are notorious pains in the butt.
Yeah, so we'll see. I have no idea again on it, like the maintenance it needs. Do I have to grease the trap? What about the chain? What happens if we lose power? How do I get out? You know, how do you make it manual? So there's a lot of things I need to figure out. Oh, but so no, so that's one thing. She left us this note with, here's who I use for lawn, here's who I use for
Oh,
this.
that's good.
And also, I cleared all the codes. So call this guy and he'll come program everything. And I'm like, lady, I'm bringing a U-Haul in tomorrow. I have to be
Right.
able to access the yard, and you cleared the gate code. And so I have two friends that are electrical engineers, and they specifically work on control systems.
Oh,
And I was like,
nice.
will y'all come over here and program this stupid gate? And so we got the garages and the keypads and the gate and the clickers all programmed. They had these clickers that were like from 1994. Giant like remotes from a box TV
Yeah.
with packing tape wrapped around them to hold the
Oh,
batteries in and
Jesus.
everything. And I went on Amazon and bought four brand new clickers for $19. I'm like, how lazy to just keep putting up with the same cumbersome stuff. And you could tell like
No.
there was residue from like four different times the Velcro had fallen off and all this stuff.
Jesus.
It's like, just buy a freaking simple clicker. If not, I would like to have one that just worked off my phone, but this is
Yeah,
good
the
enough.
reason they have that is because those kids keep breaking it. House full of
Yeah,
kids,
that's
they're just
true.
breaking. They're like, I'm not buying anymore. They keep
That's really
breaking them.
true.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else was interesting. We have a laundry room, which we've never had before, but that means I got fussed tonight because she can't fold clothes in there because there's a safe door in the laundry room. And
Hold them on the
it's a
door.
door.
It's a process.
Oh, and then in my little office here, there's a French door, and I set the dogs up with a space on the other side of this door where they could, be safe and pee on the floor, whatever they do during the day. Well, I didn't realize the French doors don't shut. There's no like door mechanism. It's just a friction close. So they busted in here in the middle of the day and wreaked havoc. And that was a neat little learning. Oh, and I've got a I have a sweet gum tree in the backyard, and that's the ones that
Oh,
drop the little
God. They're
brown
such a
Pokeballs. Right.
pain in the butt.
Right.
God.
And this tree is gigantic. And so all around my pool are these little spiky balls.
Cut it down.
I was going to say, get a quote on getting that sucker taken out.
They've got that, and someone planted probably in the last 20 years a bald cypress. I'm like, why would you plant a cypress tree in your yard? Who wants those cypress knees, growing up everywhere?
Right. Well,
Some
not to
people
mention the
think they're
fact that
pretty, but I don't know. I
you've got a
grew up around them.
pool. I mean, just for the debris and crap,
Right.
I'd be like,
I didn't know a
and
cypress would just grow in the yard. I thought it had to be swampy.
I don't know.
unless it grows into the pool
I
and then
will
it's
say
taking a little water off the pool.
it is the weakest looking cypress tree I've ever seen, but
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd consider getting them taken out. And, hey, tell the guy comes and cuts them. Just leave the logs. You'll just, slice them up and
We're only
move
about
on to
25
them.
minutes in, so I'll give you a running list of other things that I have no idea what they are. I have a groundwater well that is hooked to an
Oh.
irrigation system. I don't know how to turn it on. I don't like this is a flaw in the real estate system in that I couldn't interview the previous owner to get
Right.
these questions answered. So I have a water well that's on the irrigation, and I don't know how either one of them work. There's a landscaping light system that's on a photocell, but I don't know any history of it or where the wires are run or, any of that stuff. What else is there? There's just a running list of things that I'm like, I don't know how to program the freaking thermostat. So I can make it hotter or colder, but I can't do both. So I bought a new thermostat. I just haven't installed it yet.
I've done that the both of the last house and then this house too. I told Marvin, I said, get that stupid. That it was so frustrating because I'm just like, this is ridiculous. I don't know how to get it hooked up to my phone. I don't have any passwords or logins. I'm like, pull that sucker out of there and just put a basic one in there, both the last house and this house. Because, sometimes I understand there is a benefit to having some features that you can access from away from home. And Marvin's got, as far as our thermostat here in the house, Marvin's got it hooked up to where he can adjust it from his phone, which is great because there's times, we go out of town all the time or whatever. And so then if you're like, oh, well, we need to adjust it because we're leaving or we come back or whatever. But some things I'm just like our washer and dryer. I'm like, I don't need my washer and dryer hooked up to my phone.
So
I
I'm the
don't need some of
opposite.
that
Not
stuff.
necessarily that, but I haven't used a light switch in 5 years.
Well,
Yeah.
that's different. I'm saying, but do you have your lights on your phone?
No, I just Alexa. I tell her what to
Oh,
turn on
right.
and off,
Yeah.
and or they're
Yeah.
on timers. And so, just today, like the lights right outside this room, I'm trying to see what I'm doing with the internet, and I'm like, what switch turns on these two lights? There's no switches over here, so I'm walking around the house flipping switches, trying to find the switch for these lights. That's been interesting. The floodlights outside my bedroom, the switch is in the kitchen. I'm like, how? What? I
Oh,
don't even understand this.
yeah. Yeah, that does
So
seem
yeah,
crazy.
that's been
Are you on
interesting.
a slab or a crawl?
A slap. That's
Mm.
why. Yeah. My mail's across the street too, which is interesting. Like I used to, I'd come home from work, as I'm opening the door, I'd check the mail. Now I'm gonna have to
Oh,
walk
yeah.
across the street while my gate's opening. My privilege is hanging out, but
Yeah.
Well, is it because it's all on one side of the
Yeah.
street? Yeah, that's how we are here too.
We joined the neighborhood Facebook group. That's been hilarious as well. Like,
You
it's
learn a
just,
lot about, yes.
I mean, it was the same kind of stuff in my old neighborhood, but there was a lot more crime stuff and a lot more political activism type stuff.
Oh.
And here it's whose kids are driving fast down the street in their go-kart and doing wheelies, and they caused me to get in a wreck. And then it's 47 comments on how did the go-kart cause you to rear end someone? Maybe you were driving out of control. And one that was crazy, it was wild. Someone posted a picture of like debris on the side of the road, and they're like, this is abuse of city services. They shouldn't be hauling this trash off for you. And they were like, where that? Oh, and it was in a vacant lot. They're like, where did this trash come from? This nobody's even at this lot. And someone goes, I've seen that before. I went to the open house that was located at this address. The new owners must have threw it out over there and posted the address. I'm like, dang, this place is wild. But yeah, just bitching about kids driving too fast and who's leaving what trash out.
Interesting.
Yeah, and there was some
Mean,
truth.
sounds like
Have
an
you met your
upgrade
neighbor?
instead of who broke into what house.
Right.
Yeah. Have you met your neighbors yet?
No, I don't know how that works. Like, I don't want anybody coming over here, so we'll see. The house next door sold, but there's a family and a kid out there, so I don't know if it's they moved into it and it was a quick sale. I don't know. But there's a little girl next door and a dog that barks.
Oh.
Not like that, like barks when
Oh,
my
okay.
dogs are outside. And then there's a little girl. The first day we were here, a little girl was on her swing set and waved at us, and Kristen really liked that. But
Yeah.
we haven't gone and far. Like, I thought they were supposed to come talk to you. I'm busy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it both ways. Well, I guess I don't know that I've ever really, not when I first move in. I mean, we've met the folks in the last, I mean, when I come to visit this house the first time, met the realtor here, the neighbor up the hill that was the former post office guy that literally knows everything about everybody and everybody knows him. He was standing in his yard, and before I even came into the house, I was like, "Hey!" And he goes, "Oh, are you guys gonna buy it?" I said, "I don't know. We're just looking at it now." And so then I asked him. I said, "So what's the deal with the house? What's the deal with the neighbors, the
Yeah.
neighborhood?" And He literally sold me on the house because he's like, oh, they have done such a good job keeping that house up. They were always da 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 da. I mean, he really, he and I could tell he wasn't just blowing smoke up behind it because it didn't matter to him one way or the other. But he really, they have been fantastic neighbors. Really, everybody in this whole area has been. But it was kind of funny because, yeah, I met Frankie before we even decided we were going to buy
Our
it, but it
old
was a big
house,
positive.
we met both neighbors the day we moved in, but I kind of feel like you buy a piece of property this big because you don't want to talk to your neighbors.
Yeah.
But I would love to have friends in the neighborhood, but
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know. They don't have to be the people who live next door to me. I don't know. It would be nice to have someone to check on things when you're on vacation and stuff, but
Yeah, because we definitely can, with any of our neighbors are very good about that. And we've had Frankie come over and check on the cats when we were gone and stuff. So there's a big benefit to having that.
randomly, a guy who sits about 10 feet away from me at work just bought a house 3 blocks away. I mean, Houston's
Stalking you.
gigantic, and he just bought a house 3 blocks away.
He's stalking you.
Kristen was like, "Oh, he could be our friend." I was like, "Ah, I don't think this is the kind of guy we want to be friends with."
You don't want him crossing too many,
Yeah,
being a neighbor friend is one thing, being a
it's a
work
lot of
friend is another
streams.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you got a neighbor friend and a work friend, I don't know. I don't know that you want that the same person.
Unless she's hot.
No. We'd like to thank our folks over at Patreon for the support that they give us. You can join them over there at patreon.com/makingourway. And on our top tier, we'd like to thank Marion Ward from Creative Ward Gallery, Scott Oram from Dad It Yourself, Ozark Spirit, Chris Shelby, Nick Birchtold, Andrew Richard Makes, and Mark and Donna with Rockin' K Creations. We like to thank the folks in the middle tier over on Patreon. We've got Tony Langer from Langer Works, Susan DePlantis from Hearth and Garden Art, Stephanie Taddeo, Kyle with Footwork Woodworking, Daniel McDowell, and Eric from Overall MakerWorks.
Christy, I really wanted to talk to you, and I know Austin's going to have some good ideas, but moving into a new house and having a new shop space, I had 10 years of getting my space just how I wanted it, and I can't move that footprint over here. So I was kind of curious if you had any tips or suggestions on the best way to blueprint a path forward, because it's not like I'm starting from scratch,
Right,
which, one
right.
piece at a time. I have a whole shop full of shit. It's how do I figure out what's going to go where? What do I keep? What do I move? And here are some big advantages I have. The space is about the same size. There's two issues. One, it's much nicer. It has a full bathroom with a tile shower, rolling barn doors, recessed lighting. Like, it's almost too nice to be a shop. It feels like a pool house or a man cave. The other part is the shop's kind of in two spaces. The whole time in my mind, I was going to cut a hole in the wall and combine the two spaces. I don't know that I can do that because it's plumbed for a kitchenette. And right in the middle of the wall is the water lines and the sewer line for the kitchenette.
Jeez,
So I'm either
gotcha.
going to have to cut those off, or I don't know. Or that feels kind of silly to do all that. Do I just do a hole maybe on a different side that's more of a walkthrough? I don't really know. So what I have are
This.
two spaces, one that's way too nice. The other side is just studs and external wall. There's no sheetrock, no insulation, no anything. So I have the both extremes. So I'm just looking for any thoughts y'all might have.
So there is like no connecting door between those two
You have to
zones.
walk out of one and walk into another through outside doors.
Oh, yeah, I do like the idea as far as like having a doorway space somewhere, even if it's not in the middle, even if it's just on the side. I don't know, that's kind of, but like if you walk out of one door, you're under an overhang though, right? You're not walking out in the like rain or whatever.
No,
Okay, so I
under
guess.
a giant carport.
Okay. Well, okay, so one of the benefits for Marvin and I in that we specifically did not put a doorway between the shop side and his
Reloading.
zone area side
Yeah, I'm
over
sorry.
there because of A, because of sound. I knew if I'm in there working on tools and he's in there working on something not loud and there's a doorway, even if there's a closed door, that opens up a lot of noise to go
Right.
through, as well as dust, because I didn't want to have to worry about, well, I got to make sure I have all of my desk cleaned up or whatever, if I'm walking between his zone, which is a clean room, his room is extremely clean because we don't do anything dirty dust wise in there. So there were some benefits of not having an actual open door between those areas because they had very different specific purposes. So I guess it kind of depends on what the purposes are, whether you want to do it that way or not. So here's a few things. If I was giving advice to myself, my prior self, A, everything's going to take a whole lot longer than you expect, and that's okay. B, come up with as good a game plan as you can and just start setting stuff up because you can always move it. We have moved a number of things since we have our original idea of how we were going to set it up. We have not committed to dust collection yet, which we need to do, but we have moved things generally around. But we also, as we're kind of like finalizing the where we want things to be, we're keeping dust collection in mind because if we can be like, this area, we're going to need these certain tools are more likely to actually have dust collection pipes running to them. That'd be good if we're using, kind of the same system rather than having 400 million feet worth of dust collection because we've got one tool on that wall over there that gets dust collection and one tool way over there, that kind of thing. So before you actually start like implementing your dust collection hardcore, you'll want to kind of give yourself some time to use your workflow.
I had a question. So what size, the place, the side that is just studs, what size is that in comparison to the finish?
So I just a rough guess, I would say it's 10 feet deep and 25 feet wide, and it has a giant roll-up door, which I don't understand because it feels like it was to park something in there, and the only thing you're parking in there is a lawnmower. What I'm thinking about doing, let me tell you what I'm thinking about doing, Austin, and then you can give some pointers or some suggestions. On the stud side that's smaller, I'm thinking about putting all my metal stuff, my two welding machines, my metal lathe, my metal bandsaw, probably my house grinder, and just having that all on that side, and then using any excess for bulk storage. An advantage I have because I have this garage, ice chests no longer workshop, they're in the garage. Stuff for the cars no longer in the workshop, they're in the garage. So I can, and then in here, sewing machines will be in here. This computer is going to be in here. So I have that advantage. And then on the other side, I was going to put table saw, band saw, wood lathe, dust collection, all that stuff. The lasers are a toss up because the bigger side is climate controlled and the stud side is not. And I don't really want to have my lasers in the non-climate control zone with welding and stuff going on. But honestly, that's probably where they need to be.
Is there a, and I don't have a laser, so I don't know if there's an issue. Is the excessive sawdust kind of thing an issue with lasers?
Yeah, I mean,
No,
you want to keep
I
them,
guess.
they're computers, so you want to keep that clean. And some of them, like the fiber laser frequency, will catch wood on fire. The Glowforge is enclosed. And it's really just those two. I have that CNC. And see, that's a funny one. Like the CNC makes total sense on the wood side, but it's also the messiest tool I have. So it also makes sense to be on the side that's not climate controlled or nice. And you just let it go to town and open the garage door and blow it off. So there's some interesting things. I'll tell you another one that's kind of given me issue is wall control pegboards. I probably have 15 of them. Do they go on the side that has sheetrock already? Or do I put them all on the side that's just studs?
I mean, I use French cleats and I've moved them around multiple times since
Do your
I
wall
put them
controls on
up.
French cleats?
Yeah, they're
Oh,
on a
that's.
panel. I have, plywood panels, and they, so I've actually moved them around as I've been trying to find, because I still feel like I'm in
So you
limbo as
mount your
far
wall
as.
control to a piece of 3/4 inch ply
Or half inch by, either
that
way.
has French cleats on the back of it.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I just don't see why that wouldn't work.
What's the electric situation in that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, it has a 50 amp breaker, and it has a 220 outlet that was for the RV that was parked here. So I have the ability. I'm gonna have to run 220 all the way up front to all the, because my welder's 220, my lathe's 220, my house grinder's 220.
I don't know. This it's 50 amp service for the whole building.
I think so.
How is it climate controlled and an RV plug? That doesn't make sense.
And I could be wrong. I don't even know how
Yeah,
pools
there's
work,
got to be
so.
something going on. I wonder if the RV is a separate circuit.
Yeah, it could be. That could have
Which
been
would be
just a
sick.
panel where the RV was, you know.
That's what you want, because then you could steal that one for your welder.
When I was in my old house, I had four breaker cans, you know,
Right.
and that was nice. Yeah, no, so that's what I would do. Like our main house one was in the garage. So I just ran a heavy gauge wire into the attic and made a sub panel up there. So every time I went to add a fan or a light, or I wasn't having to fish through the wall, I had a panel up here. I could put a new breaker in, run wires down. I don't know what code is. I'm not saying anyone should do this. I'm just saying that's what I did.
Man, you
Here
really lucked out
are.
with them bulldozers in your house and not
Yeah, I was gonna
not
say
having to do a home
it used
inspection.
to stress me out. Like I wired in a exhaust fan in the bathroom, and I just left the box open because I got tired of trying to shove the wires in it. And I was like, it's in the attic. Nobody comes up here. Who gives a shit? And then I kept always thought, if we ever sell this, I'm gonna have to come up here. And that's what gave me the idea. Have I ever told you all the idea for my electrical box?
I don't think
Don't think
so.
so.
Okay. So you know, like the plastic cases that you have to do your work in, and then you have
Yes.
to force all these fucking wires in and
Yes.
put the cap on. Okay. So imagine a clamshell box. Okay. Kind of like an oval shape is what I've always pictured, but it could be round. It doesn't matter. It's a clamshell box. You do all your work in the open externally. Then you bring this box and you close it around the work. It has like rubber gaskets on each end to hold the wire. And then when it closes, there's a screw hole and you screw through that hole into your stud. And that closes the box secure in its space. And all the wires are inside. And you didn't have to do all this acrobatics to shove it in there and then put this cap on. I just don't know how to make it, or like get the Chinese to make it or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. But
I
that is
hate
a, yeah.
finding a bunch of wires in a junction box.
Yeah, that was one thing I did a whole lot of when, you know, 'cause we wired the shop ourselves. And yeah, I learned a lot that I did not know anything about as we were, you know, running everything. But yeah, some of those things I'm just like, why hasn't somebody improved this process? Like, you know, trying to fight everything in together. Like, this
So
should
yeah,
be
I
easier.
definitely am gonna have a lot of what goes on what wall, a lot of what goes in what room, and I'm gonna have to do a lot of rewiring because I'm gonna have to do drops for 220 to all those different machines that need it. I mean,
Yeah.
I never used more than one machine at a time, like on principle at my old shop. If I was using a 220 machine, that was the only, I
Right.
nobody was welding while I was running the metal lathe. And if the metal
Right.
lathe was running, dust collection was not running. Like that was kind of a rule. And I functioned fine in a one man shop like that.
Is your table saw 110?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could run the table saw and the dust collector. Yeah. But no other tools if those two. I could probably run as many as I wanted, but that was where my own rules, because I had done a
Right.
lot of the wiring myself. And so, I had remodeled that shop and I redid all the wiring myself. So I kind of had a rule of any two, no more than two tools running at a time, even when I had people over. And
Right.
no, at no time would both of those tools be 220 tools.
Yeah.
I have that same rule until I have high caliber cam, and then everything is on.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about electrical, it tells you when you're fucking up
Yeah.
immediately. Yeah.
You hope it does.
Yeah, well, if it doesn't, then you got a big
Well,
problem.
yeah, you hope it's not bitching about you around the corner in the wall somewhere.
No doubt.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think plan some stuff out on paper. I was big into that, and I think I still have some of those plans out here handy. I, you know, kind of mapped it around a little bit as far as the general ideas,
Yeah.
figuring out footage, you know, where everything's actually gonna fit.
And before you smash out an entire wall,
Oh, for sure.
think about how useful wall space actually is.
That's
Like,
very true.
so if a door down the middle creating like a little eye shape is really good because then you get two sides of the same wall, you know, of machine. Like for me, like say I, you know, my machine shop, if I added the same size shop onto the front of it, I would not get rid of that wall in between. That wall would be that from that point on would be another room. There would be a doorway, but I would not blow that thing open. It would be It's too valuable to me to have that extra wall space.
Yeah,
Yes.
it makes sense.
Yeah, because I remember when before we even built the shop, you guys were saying, which I agree with, long and narrow is better than square.
Yes.
Ours is kind of square, but it just ended up having to be that way based on property lines and all those other kind of things. But yeah, wall space, there's a definite plus for it.
And whatever you do, don't make it 8 foot wide by 40 feet long, because that really sucks to work in, especially if it's a metal box in the middle of
Lessons.
summer. Thanks for joining us today. If you like this episode, please give us a review and subscribe. We'd love to hear from you, so reach out to us on Instagram at Making Our Way Podcast or on Patreon. You can find all of our latest individual content on Instagram or YouTube. I'm at High Caliber Craftsman. Dean is at Dean_Duplantis, and Christy is at Twisted Twine Woodworking. Lick it, stick it, see you later, bye.
On our first tier, we've got Jacob with Griffin Makes, Jacob with Other Dog Design, Keith Drennan from Blackthorn Concepts, Justin from Bear Maked, Jeff Stein, a weird guy, Dave Bauer, Caitlin Landerneau, Morley Kurt, Greg from Platte Valley Woodworks, Brendan McDonough from McDonough Designs, The Grant Alexander, Jen Griffin, the Black Sheep, Brian from Moonshine Leatherworks, The Makeshift Podcast, Maritime Knife Supply, Henry at HT1 Metalworks, Brad Harrison from Brad's Customs, Steve Delaney from One Old School Pirate, Kelsey Watson, Dan Gallagher with Goofballs by Dan, Chris Powell from Full Steam Design, Spaghetti and Waffles, Rebecca Johansson, Ira Housework, Ed Johns from ButtJoints.com, David Beckwith, Rob DeMarco, Dave at Atomic Airship Works, Earl III, XYZ, Dana and Emmett at Rescue Room on Summit, Max at Camp Arrowhead, and Luke at LJB Makes.